Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Pressure BioSciences Investor Conference Call. All lines have been placed in a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for your questions and comments following the presentation. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to Richard Schumacher, President and CEO. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Melinda, and thanks, everybody, for joining us. And first of all, we certainly hope everyone has been staying safe and everybody is weathering this these unpredictable times as best as possible, for sure. So thanks for coming and taking some time today. Before we start, I need to read a cautionary statement. The following remarks may constitute forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to be materially different from any future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Such factors include, among others, those detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We expressly disclaim any obligation or undertaking to release publicly any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statements to reflect any change in our expectations or any change in events, conditions, or circumstances on which such statements are based. So the agenda today is, first of all, I want to let everybody know that I'm very pleased to welcome a special guest today on the call, Mr. Jim Morrison. Jim, welcome.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you.
So you're very welcome, and thanks for taking the time to join us. Jim, as many of you know, is the CEO designate of Availa Bio. So very briefly, I just want to summarize what's going on here. Following the mergers that we've talked about of Skin Science Lab, CannaWorks Incorporated, and Pressure BioSciences, the new company will change its name to Availa Bio so that PBI, CannaWorks, and Skin Science Labs will all operate as three separate, highly synergistic divisions under the Availa Bio umbrella. The new parent, Availa Bio, will be publicly traded as a QB company on the OTC marketplace. And then Availa will have an opening IP portfolio of over 30 issued and many more pending patents. We'll have an existing worldwide base of hundreds of corporate and thousands of retail customers and existing revenue from multiple products that are already on the market from the three companies. Availa Bio will be led by Jim, who I've just introduced. Jim is the former president of L'Oreal, Starshop, and Graham Webb. Jim is also renowned for his long history in working with celebrities to launch beauty and personal care lines, including Kylie Jenner, Britney Spears, Christie Brinkley, and Rob Lowe. And there were many others, just can't fit them all on here. Mr. Morrison is widely regarded as one of the top brand strategists in the personal care space worldwide. So we are very excited that Jim has we went to Jim as a potential investor, and we came out with a guy that we think can lead this company to where we really believe it can go. So we're very excited. Again, Jim, thanks for joining us. Now, we will have Jim. Jim's going to stay on, and we're going to go through the basics pretty quickly here, and then we're going to open it up for Q&A. Jim wore his body armor, so he's fine. And he's going to stick around and take questions. We know the main purpose of this call is to get Jim on the phone and to have us answer whatever questions you have about the pending mergers, because there's it's a bit complicated. But when the dust settles and Availa Bio is born, which Jim will run, it's going to be a terrific time for, we believe, for all shareholders that are in all three companies right now, in particular. Particularly in the publicly traded company right now, Pressure Bio. So we're going to start. I'm going to discuss very briefly the Q1 financials, and I'm going to go over some of the accomplishments of the quarter, most of them related to what we're talking about here on the merger. And then we're going to get into a question and answer period. So starting right off, you don't hear me say this often. Many of you have been on the call multiple times. We've had consistently, I think it's 13 of the last 15 quarters, if I recall, have all beaten the previous year, or 14 of the last 15 have all beaten the previous year's quarter. We were on quite a roll, but that's come to an end. We had a very disappointing quarter, I will remind everybody that with Pressure Bio, most of our sales come in the third month of each quarter. Third month was March, and of the first quarter, we started feeling some things slipping away in the last 10 days or so of February, and then they just totally slipped away in the month of March. We're not the Lone Ranger here. I've spoken to a lot of CEOs from a lot of other publicly traded companies, and most of them are running the same problem we had, if not worse. The COVID pandemic really affected us in the third month in March. I was looking in the middle of February thinking we might have a record quarter, and we ended up having a quarter in which our sales of $253,000 or so were about 50% of last year's $510,000. Most of this came from our services. Our instruments were down from $138,000 down to $95,000. We did lose three or four sales at the end. Our consumables stayed about flat, you know, 62,000 last year to 56,000 this year. And that's because other than our instruments and services, which tend to come in the last month of the quarter, our consumables are often, we can start off the quarter with an order that very first day, because this is coming from our existing customer base. So our consumables stayed pretty flat. They went down slightly, you know, 5 or 6%, but stayed about flat. But the big hit was in our services, our BaroFold services, and also in our UST services. There's just nobody on the other end of the phone, and nobody wanted to commit any money. And so our BaroFold went from 151,000 to zero, and our UST services went from 86,000 to about 10 grand. So we think that we feel very strongly that these services are going to pick up. We've already seen them pick up. We've already booked some services in the second quarter, mostly in June, but starting a couple of weeks ago, we started seeing some things picking up, so that we think the second quarter is still going to be a tough quarter, but certainly we think some of the services are going to start coming back. Our operating loss for the first quarter was almost identical, virtually unchanged from last year's first quarter, $1,396,000 versus $1,395,000. And the loss per share, which was a $2.01 last year, went down to $1.62. Obviously, because we've had some more shares come into the float. If we look at, and of course during the Q&A, if somebody would like to ask some questions, but you know, I don't. Maybe once before I've said I felt we had a very disappointing quarter, and it's hard to say that, but we did. But we'll get through this. And when we look at the accomplishments of the quarter, a lot of these accomplishments relate to the reason that Jim is here and on the phone. And but you know, I certainly want to go through some of these. The list was so long, although the sales were disappointing, the accomplishments of our team, of your team, were really extraordinary for the first quarter when you look at everything that was going on, particularly during the month of March. You know, we put out press releases on a record number of journal articles that cited PCT, pressure cycling, and even BaroFold as accomplishments that they were being used to enable better understanding or better detection of certain markers and certain diseases. We had over 20 journal articles from 2019 that we talked about in the first quarter of 2020 in a press release. Our ultra shear technology was featured in several write-ups that got out. But then when we get into February and March, we talked about the acquisition of CannaWorks and their acquisition of Skin Science Lab. Essentially, all three companies will merge together. We talked about some of the products of CannaWorks, including the immune booster that is going to be released soon. We also talked about the 100 and over 100 products from Skin Science Lab and Dr. Dinesh, who's just such an accomplished person in the skin science space for a number of years. She's one of the pioneers in anti-aging creams and many other serums. and their existing base of customers and sales, and that these would all be merged together. We talked about a $3.5 million order for the FDA registered hand sanitizer, which is a new product that's coming out from Skin Science Lab. And we also talked just recently about signing a deal. Pressure Bio signed a deal with Leica Microsystems. Leica is a 103-year-old microscope company, one of the top two in the world, most people think. And Leica has a newfangled technology that they use called laser microdissection, where they put a laser in their microscope, and they're able to look at biopsy tissues and shoot the laser to exactly the cell and the part of the cell that they want to cut out of the tissue. And Dr. Conrad's world-acclaimed scientist from Virginia, from Inova Health Science Center, he has developed a workflow where it's dropped into our tube, our microtube, and then it's processed by pressure cycling technology. And he's published on this and said he's getting better results using this method than he's gotten before. And so he went to Leica. We didn't. He went to Leica and said, you guys ought to team up. Leica came back to us, and we worked on it, and we announced this this agreement on June 20th that we've signed a worldwide co-marketing deal where we will both co-market each other's products because they really fit hand in glove, and they're really an innovative tumor processing workflow that he's developed. And I can tell you that we're already working with some of the sales folks and marketing folks at Leica. Very exciting to move ahead. So a number of accomplishments, a number of things on our plate that kept us busy during the first quarter and the second quarter. And so at this point, I'd like to just let you guys know we're going to open it up now. We're going to open it up for questions. So Melinda, if you could come back and we can start taking the questions.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you do have a question, please press star, then 1 on your telephone keypad to join the queue. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset to provide the best sound quality. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question or comment, please press star 1, and we'll pause briefly to assemble the queue. And our first question comes from Alan Stone of Wall Street Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Thank you for your remarks. Haven't heard one of your calls in a while, and glad you're able to get through COVID without catching it. And
did you miss my voice, Alan?
I did, actually.
Okay.
My nephew, Kevin, who works at BlackRock, came down with COVID last week. But congratulations to bringing in someone like Jim Morrison's credentials. Got to figure out why he could hang around with Kylie Jenner and would be joining PBIO. would like to know a little bit more about how the merger works mechanically and what's involved in making that happen and so forth in the restructuring.
Well, I'd be happy to turn it over to Jim and let him know why he'd like to hang out with God.
Rick, do you want to start by maybe mentioning the extension?
I can do that. I'm happy to announce an 8K is being filed as I say this, that we've agreed on an extension. As pretty much everybody on the phone probably knows, we agreed on a LOI, then we made it a binding LOI to merge the three companies, and that we were confident at the time that we could get this done by June 30. So, plus that date, it was going to push us. We didn't make it by June 30th. So we've worked out an agreement to extend this to the end of July, and so an 8K it has some extensions after that, if needed, but we extended it to the end of July, and that 8K is being filed, as I say, as we speak. Anything else, Alan?
Yeah, so how is, just in layman's terms, how is the merger going to work, you know, with the other companies and the share exchange ratios, that sort of thing?
Sure. Well, we have not announced any of the terms of the deal. That we will, of course, at the right time announce terms of the deal. We haven't announced any terms of the deal. We've announced that we are going to acquire CannaWorks, and CannaWorks has announced that they're going to acquire Skin Science Labs. And so basically when the dust settles, there'll be three of us all together under Pressure Biosciences. We will change our name to AvailaBio. We will then spin out the assets of Pressure Bio into a separate entity. Let's just call it Pressure Biosciences. So we'll be a private, you know, held company or division of Avela, as will CannaWorks, as will Skin Science. And all three of us will report into Avela, which used to be Pressure Bio, which will assume the public stature of being a QB, a publicly traded company, and it will be run officially by Jim as soon as we do this, and this will be done immediately after the combination of the three companies, which we hope will be done by on or before July 31st.
And, Alan, just let me add, it's Jim. First of all, thank you for your well wishes, and Rick and I have both been knocking on wood that we've been perfectly healthy through this period as we navigated these crazy waters. What will also happen, though, in terms of the merger is that we'll be adding two companies to basically this merged unit, one of which already has revenue and EBITDA. The other one is basically at a startup position but has spent a considerable amount of time and paid in capital putting a portfolio of products together, and that company is called CannaWorks. So once we do hit the ground running, we've got a really strong ongoing concern that we've got extremely high hopes for.
And the Skin Science is the one that has positive EBITDA?
Yes. So Skin Science has predominantly been on QVC for 18 years. And in 18 years has actually shipped QVC over $500 million of product. So it's been a huge success on QVC, always privately held. One shareholder, Dr. Adrian Dines. And we see a tremendous amount of synergy with all of the technologies, Pressure Bio, especially the UST technology. And we've actually been working hand-in-hand with Rick and his science team to start utilizing UST technology on some of Dr. Dines's current products. So we haven't spent this time sitting on our hands. We're looking forward to getting the merger completed. As Rick said, we just agreed to an extension, working hard to get our audits done on this side, and believe we can get this thing done shortly.
And are there conditions of raising a certain amount of capital? Or, how is that going to work?
We haven't given, obviously we need capital, but we have not announced what that certain amount of capital is, Alan. So, yes, we need capital to run the company. Last thing you guys want as shareholders is to have us undercapitalized, especially on a company that's got three divisions that are all selling product, but we haven't announced how much money that is going to be raised.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful.
See, our next question comes from private investor Richard Bowersock. If anyone else has already signaled, could you please go ahead and press star one again, and we'll go ahead and go to Richard Bowersock.
Yeah, I just asked questions about what you're looking forward towards future revenues and how you're going to bring public the skincare products to the retail side.
Yeah, Rick, let me take it. So, Richard, good question. So one of the things that besides the use of the UST technology that we will do is our current company has a very strong relationship with a very well-known leading academic institution in the United States that we're going to partner with on some groundbreaking research in the skincare field. In 2021, we are going to aggressively launch new products, a much more aggressive campaign than we've ever had before in this company. But it'll be built around technology. A big chunk of it will be the UST technology that Rick already has and that have started to commercialize. And the other part will be this other technology that in the coming months we'll release more information about it. But I can tell you from somebody with a huge amount of experience, we believe the UST technology is going to be industry changing. And the second technology is just as breakthrough. So, Richard, we've got very, very high hopes. Not going to talk exact numbers in revenue, but we will dramatically increase our revenue based on new product flow.
The question was also, it came in, will this increase be more retail or will it remain something like QVC?
Well, I mean, first of all, we consider QVC to be retail. But one of the big parts of my mantra going forward is we want to dramatically increase the digital marketing ability and focus of this company. We would like to have a scenario where ultimately the majority of our sales are done online, both on the Dr. Dinesh Skin Science side and on the CannaWorks side. So, for example, everything that we're doing going forward from a new product standpoint, we will support with digital marketing campaigns that will drive sales to our website. And I should go on to say, if I didn't answer Richard's question, this is it with the strong partnership and knowledge of QVC. We are very plugged into upper management there, and we've got a great relationship with them. So this will be with their blessing and with their synergy.
Great. Melinda, are you still there, I hope?
I am. Next, we go to Tony Fitzgerald, private investor. And apologies here. There's Tony's line for you.
Hey Rick, it's Tony. Does this transaction require shareholder approval?
No.
Why is that?
I'll put you in touch with our lawyers. How's that? But no. I won't answer that because I'll mess it up. Tony?
Okay. Thanks.
I played lawyer once before and I got in trouble, so I won't. But no, we're not looking for shareholder approval on this.
And Mr. Schumacher, that is all the signals we have. If you'd like to continue with question and answer, I would ask that everyone please press star one again. If you'd like to continue, I do have your next question.
If you have another question, sure. Do you have another
okay.
one in the queue?
It looks like we've got our next question is from Chuck Thompson, who's a private investor.
Hello, Rick.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Rick, how are you? You know, I'm a big fan. Rick, is it too early from a capital structure perspective to know what the conversion ratios might be for current pressure buyer shareholders in terms of their AvailoBio holding?
It is. It is too early. And again, we're constrained by what's been publicly disclosed. We have not disclosed. We obviously will disclose the terms of the deal at some point. We haven't disclosed to date.
Right.
But as you know, Chuck, I've done my best over the years to look after the PBIO shareholders, and I've done my best here, and I think that this is just an incredible opportunity. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to have the potential to bring some very good value to the company. And I'm about as excited about this as I've been excited about anything since I really realized how amazing UltraShear technology was. Because I've looked at, you know, people have said, but it's not really in your business. I said, you know, our business is changing. UltraShear is a technology that goes into so many different applications. And both these companies, in my opinion, have products that can be improved by UltraShear. Jim's already mentioned that. I'm now mentioning it. So, no, I think this is right in our bailiwick, and I'm very excited about the potential merger and very excited about getting this done because I think you as a longtime shareholder and Mike and Alan and many others who have been longtime shareholders
guys, you know, we believe this is going to be very good for our shareholders.
Excellent.
Can I just I was going to say, if Chuck is still on, I just want to add something to that.
I'm still here, Jim.
Hey, Chuck. Good to meet you.
You too.
You know, I've been kind of concentrating on the current business, the skincare and the CanoWorks business. But one of the things that I'm chomping at the bit to do is, over the last 15 or 20 years of my life, I have dealt with, I'm going to tell you, 200 contract manufacturers in the personal care space in North America. And I'll tell you, Chuck, every single one of those manufacturers should buy USD. It'll be a huge addition to how they service their customers. It'll give them a technology that'll be a differentiator for them. So my focus is really to roll up my sleeves and really get involved with what Pressure Bio has got to offer and dramatically ramp up revenue.
Well, that's great to hear, Jim, and we're very pleased and honored to have you on board, so welcome.
I'm looking forward to working with you, Chuck.
Thank you, Jim. We are too.
And our next question comes from Gary Zwetchenbaum with Plumtree Consulting. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Good afternoon, Rick and Jim. It's a pleasure to finally get to talk with you.
Hey, Gary.
Following the skincare market and CanoWorks, you mentioned that the majority of the products obviously are QVC-related, which is a phenomenal business. But let's talk about the technology that you get with Pressure Bio and the skincare products. Are you going to have some CBD oil-infused products? And can we talk a little bit about the new products? And you had mentioned online, there's also that order on hand sanitizer was to one company, right, 3.5. Can you imagine how many other companies would want? And that was a 4 or 5 month supply. So I'd like to hear more about the actual products and CBD-related and the technology.
Really good question, Gary. So if you think about the fact that Dr. Denese has had this 18-year run at QVC, sold over $500 million worth of products to them during that time, and has had a very, I'm going to call it, mild stream of new products. We do have a huge portfolio. There's over 100 SKUs. But as everybody on this call probably realizes, 20 of those SKUs make up most of the sales. What we're currently doing, Gary, is we're literally taking those products apart. We're taking the component pieces of them, and by that I mean the actives that really get in and make a difference in your skin, the carriers, all of the substances that those actives are in, and we're running them through UST right now. So the plan is, as we get into the fourth quarter of this year and certainly the first and second quarter of next year, we're going to come out with new and improved versions of these already successful products with the belief that these will be much more bioavailable to the client, penetrate the skin deeper, penetrate the skin faster, absorb quicker. And all these different points of difference that are going to be a dream to a marketing guy like myself. And so that's just on the products that we're doing with QVC. We then have all kinds of plans for other verticals using UST. We'd love to not only increase our Dr. Denese business on Amazon, which, by the way, it's not a significant business today. It's about $1 million, $1.2 million a year, dramatically increase that. But also we want to develop new product lines for Amazon using UST technology.
Can we talk a little about international? When it comes to skincare products, the Asian market, the average Asian woman, Japan, China, Korea, spends 3 or 4 times what they do in the U.S. market. Are there any plans on the international side?
It's another great question, Gary. Because literally, with the Chinese market, the Korean market, even the Japanese market still, there's still a big burning desire for American products and American technology. We're currently in conversations for a strategic partner in China. We've had a conversation with a group in Singapore, and we are absolutely looking to extend our reach to Asia. And Gary, today we do not sell one penny to Asia.
Well, how long do you think it would take to start selling those products? Because that's an exciting look at the ramp up of revenue there, because that market is humongous.
No, it's you're absolutely right. I don't want to overpromise on this, but I would say that we've had strong enough conversations to think that we could start selling our first products in China by the fourth quarter of this year.
That's fantastic. So get aboard as quick as you can, and let's get that deal done by July 31st so I can tell my
yes,
other
sir.
Clients.
All right, Gary.
Congratulations. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And, Mr. Schumacher, that was our final signal.
So before we move on, I want to make sure, so as anybody in my position should, so I texted our lawyer who said that primarily it's the target that has to get shareholder approval. We're not the target. We're doing the acquiring. So the general feeling is since we're doing the acquiring, we will not need it. But they did say that I should just mention to everybody that it isn't cut and dry. It isn't 100%. I made it sound like it might be 100%, and I shouldn't. But that's the reason I answered for Tony Fitzgerald for your question, is that as the acquirer, acquiring these two companies, we generally would not need to have shareholder approval because we're not the target, we're the acquirer. But let's just say that we're going to continue to look at this, and if anything changes, we'll let everybody know. So I wanted to clear that up.
Rick, anything else, or can I just say maybe something in closing?
I got one more text. Let me see if we did it. No, they said forget my question. Everything was answered. So please, Jim, I want to thank you on behalf as a shareholder and founder of the company and shareholder, taking the time to come on. It's very important. We have a tremendous shareholder base. We have several thousand investors, and many of them have been with the company for years. Some of them have been with the company when we were Boston Biomedica 15 years ago. You heard some of them on the phone. And they're very, very good supporters. So thank you from everybody for coming on and hopefully giving everybody some good comfort that you're a real guy and that you're very excited, as I can hear, about this. And I'm looking forward to getting this thing done as you are. So please take the microphone.
Yeah, Rick, I wanted to thank you. I mean, I think one of the things that we probably didn't tell the shareholders was the fact that you did a masterful job navigating the company through this COVID situation, both from a personnel standpoint and a financial standpoint. Really did a great job mastering and understanding what was available from the government for help. Have maximized it, and it did a great thing for the company. And so I'm looking forward to working with someone like Rick. This is a great opportunity. I can speak on the behalf of my two partners, Dr. Bobby Galili, the founder of CanWorks, and Dr. Adrian Dinesse, obviously the owner and majority shareholder of Skin Science Labs. We are really bullish about Pressure Bioscience and about what we can do with this technology and the upside. We look at this as a huge, huge company over the short term and the long term. And so we're really looking forward to getting this merger done and hitting the ground running with Rick and his team.
Jim, thank you. And when you said that, I realized that I think it's important to let everybody know that we did receive a PPP loan. We expect to be able to get the whole thing forgiven. We got in about $367,000, if I recall, and it was absolutely terrific to help us with our we did not shut down. I'm not sure everybody knows that. We didn't shut down. We needed to stay open. We have 250 customers around the world, 350 instruments. We know some of these people are using our instruments for COVID, but I think just as important, they're using it for cancer and heart disease and stroke. And some of them were continuing with their work. And we were, as we said, our consumable orders have remained strong. So we stayed open. We didn't furlough anyone. We didn't let anyone go. We stayed open as a company, and we were able to do that partly because of money coming in from investors and from sales, and also because of the government and the PPP program. So it's in our case, it was extremely well needed and used and used properly, and I fully expect that 100% of that will that loan will be forgiven.
And Rick needs to take the credit for that, because I can tell you on day after day after day during that period in March, he was hounding the banking representatives that was going through to get this application pushed through, and he finally did.
Thank you. Yeah, we did. We had, luckily, I knew the bank, because they let you go through the local banks. I knew the bank. We did hound them every day, and we were told that we were one of the very first to get approved, and it came in extremely handy. And so thank you for the nice comments. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Please stay safe. That's all we can say. It's you know, I know some of the people on the phone have had family members and friends. I've had several friends of mine pass away from COVID. So please stay safe. There's nothing more important than your health and staying safe. And we're going to do the best we can to get ourselves through this pandemic, as you hear we are. And it may have slowed us down a little bit, Jim, but it certainly hasn't taken us off the tracks. We're going full steam ahead. And this extension that we just announced to the end of July, with a couple after that if needed, hopefully we don't need those. We'll get this done. I appreciate all your help in getting the work started with all of the audits and everything like that. So I appreciate everything you've been doing.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Rick. Looking forward to getting going and working with your shareholders.
Thanks, everybody. Everybody stay safe. We'll talk to you not too long from now. Second quarter will be middle of August. Thank you.
Thank you. This does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and have a great day.